brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
A lot of time on the plane. I think we changed planes at 5 a.m. You know, so we were sitting on the plane for 5 hours. Uh-huh. We had to push the bus because we were stuck in ice. So it was interesting. But, you know, also, like, these experiences, you just have to kind of laugh at them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're I do think they're a little unifying.
All right, so that was Mark Dagnall, the head coach of the Thunder, when the team was getting ready for their game in Cleveland Saturday night, talking about the travel experiences the team had. They had played in Charlotte Friday. And Michael Cage, you were a part of this. So explain to us what exactly was going on. You guys had to get out and push the team bus, or somebody did, and then you're stuck for 5 hours on a plane and then switching planes, and you got in at 8 a.m. the day of a game?
Yeah, I tell you, Curtis, that was, you know, a historical night of not traveling. I mean, that was unbelievable. You know, in all my years, man, I've never seen anything like that. I know it happens. I've been a part of, you know, situations where the we've had mechanical issues or weather. We had both that night. It started at the arena in Charlotte with the storm, snowstorm hitting, you know, just as we were tipping off, and it was just pounding the whole time we were playing. When the game was over, I mean, the whole city was covered with snow, and Mark Dagnall was right. I mean, he was part of the second bus. I was part of the first bus that went to the arena, so I didn't have the dubious honor of being getting out and having to push the bus. I just simply watched our bus kind of slide off the road a little bit, and then we got stuck, and we kind of, you know, the driver was really good, man. He got us there, but it took a lot longer to get there. When we got to the airport, you know, we're thinking we're going to take off. All right, they're going to get this big bird up in the air. We're going to be in Cleveland. Well, it's on an hour flight away. No problem. This was about midnight. And, and that's when it really started, because once we got, the iced at the airport, I thought, all right, that's it, man. We're going to get up in the air. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were told we had a mechanical issue.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, two big issues that can easily delay your flight, mechanical and weather. And from that point on, man, you know, it was like we were sitting on a plane. I'm thinking, all right, this is like, I think I popped my head up around 3 a.m. and I was still on the plane. And about 4 a.m., my back started hurting, my neck, my knee, you know, because we had been sitting on that plane for like, you know, 4 hours at that time, a little bit longer. And then they finally told us that we're not going to take this plane. We got another one on the way.
Uh-huh.
And as Mark just said, we did land. You know, I mean, we did. We did get a plane around 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. This is the weird part. You've been sitting on a nice, cozy plane, sitting up all night. You got to get up and walk off the plane on a cold tarmac, icy, over to another plane. Man, I'm telling you, fellas, I had never seen anything like it, man. And we got on that plane. We did, thank God. We got up in the air. And I think when we landed in Cleveland, it was daylight. I mean, it was like, well, it was easily daylight. It was like a little bit after 8 a.m.
Well, Michael, after all of that, we would have clearly understood had they just gone out there and, you know, fallen apart and given no effort whatsoever. But I thought they played their tails off. I thought they really played their tails off on Saturday night. And one guy in particular who had one possession, Kenrich Williams, when he's with the team, it's obvious how much better they are when he's with them. When he was away, they don't play as well with him. One possession, Michael, against Cleveland, he had two rebounds, and he hit a three. Because after he got the second rebound, he's like, I'm not passing to anybody anymore. I'm just going to go over here in the corner and knock down a three. That guy is just, there's a reason they call him Kenny Hustle, and there's a reason you absolutely have to love that guy.
Well, you know, we often refer to him as like a Swiss Army knife, man. A guy can do everything. I know that sounds like a cliche, but that's what he does. He can get rebounds. He can hit threes. He can defend. He's 6'8", man. And he's a legitimate 6'8". I mean, just when I look at him sometimes, we're walking through the, you know, airport or hotel, and he's fearless. And I thought, you know, the biggest issue we were going to deal with on Saturday night would it be in our third game in four nights. And then the kind of night we had of travel was energy. And I was really impressed at how he was just ready to go. I mean, he was in the same boat as everybody else. I mean, he sat on that plane for 8 hours and, you know, didn't get any sleep or whatever. and to see him come out and do what he did. And then I saw, I'll tell you what, I'll add to this too, to see Mama Diakite get up there and poke the ball away. You know, just like seeing things from that night. One of them was Kenrich, you know, the way he played on that one particular play, because yeah, Spinozzi, I did make a note of that. That was an amazing play. And then Diakite getting up there, knocking the ball away and walking away, you know, after celebrating his 25th birthday the day before. You know, it was just really shows the character, you know, and I think, you know, class of the team and the players and what they're committed to and what they believe in and how they're willing to sacrifice themselves each night out there, no matter what the circumstances.
Michael, do you think things are kind of back to normal from a sense of, you know, you played over half the games on the schedule. You got such a young team. Are you kind of mindful of watching guys to see kind of if they hit that kind of rookie wall a little bit?
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. With this group, they're just, you know, for to be the youngest team in the league, they don't show that a lot of times. And I know, and I, you know, just being a former player, sometimes I have to go back and forth between a broadcaster and a player. But mm-hmm. I just really see a level of maturity to this squad. I see a level of, you know, I'm still learning, and you can see areas where, you know, the inexperience shows. But when I look at the week of basketball that they've gone through and how they're coming out of it, and yes, you know, we are on the backside of the schedule now. This is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. You know, your body starts to hurt. Mentally, the strain and stress of the schedule pulls at you. The officials, the coaches, the players, you know, they're all, you know, at each other because, you know, you've been playing and training and, you know, dealing with the officials and officials dealing with players, what, for 47, I think this is a 47th game tonight for the Thunder. This is where I think that the mentality, the mental part of the game, because physically you're tired. Everybody's tired mm-hmm. right now. You know, the mental part of the game from this point on starts to really pull at your coattail. And I think this is the character where character is built at. I thought I saw it Saturday night, you know, a sample size of the kind of 24-hour period that they have. And then moving forward, you know, can you continue to manage that level of play, manage your body, manage your mind, because you start to say, man, I'm tired. You know, I got to get to the All-Star break. You know, we still got a couple of weeks or more before we even get to the All-Star break. So I think really the mental part of the game right now is what's on display.
Michael, tonight, the Thunder Bulls, this is a game that was supposed to be played later in the week. That the NBA had to reschedule a lot of games due to some games being altered by COVID last month. So Thunder Bulls tonight at 7. Now, the Bulls are coming in pretty banged up. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Grayson Allen shot on Alex Caruso that put him out 6 to 8 weeks, so he is not available tonight or for the next couple months. What were your thoughts on that if you saw that, and you think the suspension, one-game suspension, was enough for Grayson Allen?
First of all, man, that was brutal. I mean, and I know, you know, I always talk about hard fouls. I always talk about playing physical. You know, it's kind of like when I used to, you know, kind of like shadow box with my brother when I was younger. You know, we were like 8, 9. I know how to shadow box. I can, like, you know, punch right at you and make you think I'm going to hit you and you duck. Yeah, and my brother, he doesn't know how to shadow box. Okay, so he'll punch at me and actually punch me in the face. And I go, ow, that hurt. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Did you ever consider he was doing it on purpose?
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe he does know how to shadow box, just not
He just likes punching you and not letting you know he's punching on purpose.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
Next time you see him, just drill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him you forgot too.
He's never too old. Mm-hmm. I forgot that. I'm sorry, fellas. That's you know what? Okay. I would not, because I really need to call him right now.
I think you do.
And I think he'd agree Grayson Allen's a jerk too.
Make sure to remind
you
him.
You know what, man? That was a tough play.
He's a dirty
honestly,
jerk.
You know, real quickly, that was a tough play. And I think the league, you know, I thought the league was light on it, you know. But certainly, man, for him to be out, what, 4 to 6 weeks having surgery, Wow, that was brutal. And I don't condone that kind of play. I like physical play. I don't mind if you elbow me inadvertently because I'm going to get you back sooner or later. You know, but that's just part of the game. That's just the sportsmanship and the gamesmanship. But, man, I think that was a tough play. Plus, what's happening with Chicago, the injuries right now. You know, no Zach LaVine. Certainly, that's a big loss for them. No Lonzo Ball. And then to have that happen to Alex Caruso, man. You know, really tough part stretch of the season. But this is a good basketball team. I mean, they've been playing good basketball all season. Now, they've lost 7 out of 9 coming into tonight's ball game. But still, they are going to be a really good playoff team and probably going to finish with one of the top 4 records in the Eastern Conference.
The Bulls are in town tonight to take on the Thunder. 7 o'clock tip-off. Of course, Michael Cage will be on the call. You can watch the game on Bally Sports Oklahoma or listen to it right here on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. Michael, as always, we appreciate you, and we will talk again next week.
Hey, Curtis, my brother just texted me. He wants to shadow box with you.
Let him, yes. Wow. We say yes. Is he as big as you are?
Michael's got a lot of pent-up anger after working with Matt Pinto.
He had to push a bus, Kerry. Or I guess
no, he didn't have to push a bus. But he watched
someone
push a bus.
But he felt for the others who did. Yeah. Michael, for the right price.
I can imagine Matt Pinto during that travel stuff. I mean, I bet he was just irate.
Michael, for the right price, I will take a punch, yes.
Good man. Michael Cage, ladies and gentlemen. We'll send his brother to punch you, too. Thanks, man. Take care. We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.